This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, this is the Joe Show. It is the Joe Show, but Joe is currently doing something. He'll be right in here, which is a very important thing that he has to do. Bob Pompiani here with City Limits on the other side, and Joe is...
This is unbelievable.
I am good at tap dancing. I can handle whatever you throw at me.
What is happening here?
Nothing. How are you today?
Not good.
You get a vacation. See, this is what happens when you come back from a vacation. Things are slow to evolve.
I already showed you guys the bite on my left shoulder, and it's significant. I'm not paranoid. Am I being accurate with this, or am I just paranoid?
No, it's... you are paranoid. I mean, we all worry
both
about...
Both can be true,
I guess. Stress is such a terrible thing because you know in your heart of hearts, 99% of the things that we stress about don't occur, but it's that 1% that keeps on your mind.
And it's that 1%. It really
takes over. It's terrible. And you have to learn. I've still not acquired that ability to just totally eradicate it. Get rid of it. Don't worry about it. My wife's good at it, but you're like me. You worry about a lot of things.
Well, there's a big, huge welt on my left shoulder. Is it a tick bite limits?
Well, I thought a tick will like attach itself to you, and it would have to be like detached. I think you'd still see it if it was a tick bite.
You'd see the tick?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a bullseye. Like, does it look like a dartboard, Bob? Or is it just
probably,
this is a very defined circle that's been red and swelling now for days?
Well, that's
and
why
all it has to do is go straight to my
doctor's office and get a check because you need to do that.
Well, the other problem, which is why I was late, is I kept calling the doctor's office and the lady kept saying hello. That's all she said. So then I called back. I said, "Is this blank blank doctor?" She said, "Yes." I said, "All right." She said, "I think you just called a couple times." I said, "Yes," and all you said was hello. Like it was like you have to don't Bob don't you have now I feel hot. I feel hot and sweaty, and there's a pain in my left shoulder.
Well, I think it's hot in here anyway. I don't know if the heater or the air conditioner's not working, but...
Whatever happened to protocol, right?
Like you wouldn't say, hello, this is Dr. So-and-so's office. How can I help you?
Yes, I think. Has that changed too?
Well, first of all, you're probably lucky you even got someone to speak to you. Normally it goes to some sort of automated device.
I know. At least I did get a person. I do have an appointment if I make it through the show. If I don't, you know what to do. Remember the day Ron passed out here, Bob?
Yes.
All those years ago?
Yep.
I looked to my right. He was being escorted out of the building.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you do worry about stuff. The older you get, the worse it gets because you know some of these outcomes can be beyond your control and not very good if you don't take care of it. So it's good you have a can-do mentality and don't wait. Just get and do it.
Call. Can you imagine if it all ends on a spider bite?
In the studio while you're on the air.
What an unceremonious way to go.
Well, at least you'd go viral.
Limits, what do you think the doctor is warranted here?
You should probably take a picture and send it to the doctor. I mean, I don't know how close you are with your doctor.
I'm not on a first name basis. No, I can't just text him a photo. A selfie.
And say, what do you think this is? Not like a selfie, but like...
He's a doctor. I don't just text him on his personal, of course, because you have people who are...
But it's good to do
You're a big personality. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
So you have doctors like Ron did. Probably the guy right now in Florida set him up with free food and beer for the rest of his life, I think.
Ron,
the guy from... Where's he from? AGH? I can't remember. So Ron's all set for life. I don't have people like that.
Well,
I'm just
but it,
a guy.
It does. There's nothing wrong with sending a photo of something that you have just to calm your mind. You know, it'll tell you to come in anyway, which you should, but at least that you're okay. I don't see any signs of you falling apart here yet. And if so, City Limits is ready.
It's moving toward my heart. I can tell. And it's taking the back road.
You start thinking too much.
No, usually I had to go to the emergency room once. When I lived in Shadyside, I got bit by a spider in Washington, D.C. And it itched the whole way home, like abnormal. It, like, we all have bites that itch, right? This one was insane. And then it did start to streak toward my heart.
Yeah, I've had those, and it makes you wonder.
Now, this one's going back door here. It faked a layup and went back door. It's going around my back toward my heart, Bob.
Yeah, you should go to the doctors. The texters are saying the same thing.
They are?
Yeah, they're saying some very...
What
are they saying? Do I have to go now?
Don't read those.
I will not. An appointment at 11:30. What do they mean? What are they saying?
Wait a minute. You're leaving at 11:30?
Don't screw around with it. Get it checked out.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're going to leave me hang here for 2.5 hours as you go get checked out?
I don't know.
What's
you
more
saw
important
it.
To you?
It's the size
completion
of
completion of this show or your heart?
It's bigger than a golf ball. You saw it, Bob.
I did. It's pretty big.
Now I can't do the show.
Sure
I think you'll be fine for
you
a couple hours.
You know what's
going
to be good for you is to
maybe.
Take your mind off of
no,
that.
No, but it's already been like 4 days. I noticed it one day.
So it got bigger and bigger and bigger?
Yeah. It was disturbing the first day I saw it. Then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now I told you, it's starting to take a route around the back.
Well, then you definitely made the right call. Do what they tell you. If you have
now
to leave, you leave.
Hot.
You can call me on the phone as you're driving and give us an update after you get the initial diagnosis.
All right, to hell with it. This is the way I'm going out, then this is the way I'm going out.
You're not going out, Joe.
At least you know what it is, so if people come here, they know where to go and what happened, right?
I'm your witness, yes.
I'm telling you, there's an accompanying pain in my upper left shoulder that is very mysterious that I haven't felt before. How are you, Bob?
I'm good. How are you? You know, just
well, I think
have
I've
some
already
time
answered
off.
That.
Got to do some stuff with grandkids this week and, you know, that kind of stuff. So
you seem mildly depressed.
How would you determine that? You're the one who's in here talking about dying. How could I be mildly depressed? What kind of diagnosis
just
are you making on me?
Just because I'm majorly depressed doesn't mean you're not mildly
depressed.
Well,
I mean, you've calmed me down in here now. I feel somewhat apathetic, and you know, I feel like I don't want to get in the way. If we start talking about this and you have this on your mind, you're not going to be able to complete anyway. So do what you got to do. If you have to leave, we're good. We'll figure it out.
I can't leave the show with a spider bite. Although now I feel like that weird, like I'm going to throw up thing. Why is Linda Ronstadt trending? Oh, no. Everything's okay, is it?
I don't know.
All right, everything seems fine. It's a reunion of her and... All right, forget it. Let's get to the Pirates. Limits, everything good? Did you have a good week? I had a great week. I went out and golfed a bunch of times. I quit one morning.
Because there were too many golfers on the course not playing
I got up at 4:45 for a 5:30 tee time. I wasn't even first on the tee. And then I got stuck with three guys who are older than me, which is fine. Of course. But none of them could play. None of them could play golf. I think they thought they would get out early and avoid the problems that one would associate with not being able to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hitting 8, 9 shots, 5 putting, things like that. And suddenly people are starting to catch up to us. There's already somebody ahead of us.
That's pressure that you put on yourself.
Yes.
Even though you're worried about those guys in front of you, the people behind you are wondering what you're doing. And it's not your fault.
And there was nowhere to go. So after the second hole, I'm like, oh, gee, God, they were nice guys, wonderful men. I didn't have my own card. I said, you know what? I pulled a back muscle. I was still within walking range of the clubhouse. I'm like, you know what? I got to go. I just pulled a muscle. See ya. Just horrifying. But mostly it was great, Bob, and thank you for asking. Limits, did anything good happen on the show? How did Zeiss hold up?
We held up. We lived. We got through it. It was good.
We held up,
yeah, so...
Any special guests? Great moments? Why are you depressed? Look at him, Bob. The hair is all over the place. What's wrong with him?
I am very dehydrated from yesterday to today. I woke up like 5 times in the middle of the night, needed to drink water. And I had pizza yesterday. That was very, very bad.
What is happening here?
Very, very bad pizza that has made me feel the remnants of it today. So I am also hot with a mild headache. But I continue to drink water, and I'm feeling better as the hours go by.
Water's the key, no doubt.
All right, so I'm with two people suffering from chronic low-level dissatisfaction.
Because I was out playing wiffle ball yesterday for like 4 hours and probably had like one water and like 90-degree heat. That's my own problem. I do that crap all the time, or I'll just not drink any water and then be like, oh, I'll be fine. Next day, not fine.
I've never seen you look like this. Bob, did you hear I went to Limit's house on the 4th of July?
I did not hear that, no.
Did you share that story last week?
I didn't hear it if you did.
It was incredible.
It was awesome. Yeah, we got to watch the fireworks. A lot of my family was there. And Joe made a surprising appearance. Like, he was invited to show up at like 3 o'clock, but didn't show up until 9. Wow. And everybody was happy to see him.
What wonderful people they are, Bob.
See, I'm telling you.
Every Joe last one of them. The
everywhere.
Mom, the dad, met one of the twin sisters, her boyfriend, yeah. Limit's wiffle ball friends. It was incredible. Their house is one of the best kept secrets in Baldwin. Is it Baldwin?
Yeah. Yeah,
just
Baldwin.
A wonderful place. He's got a swimming pool. We watched the fireworks from the Limitless deck. It was incredible. Thank you for having me.
And of course, I'm glad cookies, you showed up.
The cookies were good as well.
Yeah, we go all out when we have people over.
I think I have blurred vision too, Bob.
Hey, we have advice here from one of our...
one thing I'm not doing is looking readers. Up bites on the internet, but go ahead.
No, don't do that because that never leads to the right kind of outcome that you want. Let's see what we got here.
I'm not overreacting, somebody, by the way.
No,
you saw it.
Rebecca called in. In the medical field. She just called in and said that you'll be fine until after the show. Get it checked out. And also draw a circle around it to see if it further spreads. But that you'll be fine until after the show.
That. Mr. Critiques says, Joe, you the show always should take a backseat to your health. Admirable as it is, you really got to take care of yourself.
All right,
usher him out the door.
We're going to carry him off.
Forget about
like
me.
Like he's Kellen Winslow.
Like I'm Byron Leftwich. You can carry me from segment to segment like I'm Byron Leftwich at Marshall. Mm-mm. You and Bob. You want to do that?
Yeah, you'll be limping your way to the finish line.
It's Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We're going to talk a lot of Pirates today. Let's start there, and let's start with Paul Skeens. I mean, I missed a lot. I missed him getting taken out of a no-hitter. Bob, he might be the biggest star in sports right now. Am I overstating that? I mean, I'm sure there are soccer players who are bigger, and I'll tell you how this will get clinched. Because we live for these little soundbite, one-shot moments where you take one photo and it lives forever, or a GIF, or whatever you want to call it. He strikes out Aaron Judge and has a great start tomorrow night. I think he does definitely vault himself to, at least in this particular little slice of time with the NFL not yet heated up, basketball, hockey, done. The right. Other sports, I mean, golf, really? No.
Well, Carlos Alcaraz at age 22 did something phenomenal.
I know, but
I mean, that's a different part of the world.
I guess I'm talking mainstream American sports.
Mainstream American sports, say yes, because there's nothing else to challenge it right now either. You know, I mean, the way he's done what he's done, and he's done it so quickly and put himself in a position where not only is he the leading candidate by far for Rookie of the Year, but also now has seen his odds reduced dramatically from 200-1 to 11-1 to be the Cy Young winner.
Yes.
If you can attain that in 1 year, man, first of all, you're going to make it harder on the Pirates because then they're going to have to speed up whatever thought they have about long-term deals with him, which is good.
Well, that's what I wanted to get into as well. Limits, where do you stand on that? I think that Paul Skeens, first of all, I think he's the biggest star in Pittsburgh sports at the moment. That's saying a lot because you have Sidney Crosby and TJ Watt. Sid is an international star, but it's hockey. And then TJ Watt plays defense. You know what I mean? So I think right now Paul Skeens is the single biggest. Let me put it this way. Told you I was at the beach for a week, right? So there's 30 relatives, many of whom sports loving, plus we're out at bars a lot at night. Got to know people and go in there for 35, 40 years. I can tell you, I have never had conversations about a Pittsburgh athlete like I did this year. Nobody was asking me, you know, about Sidney Crosby or TJ Watt on my summer vacations.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the past, people coming up to me left and right. What about this Paul Skeens? Is this guy for real? What's happening with this guy? Have you seen him pitch? Have you talked to him? I have never, ever on a summer vacation. And this is anecdotal for me, but I also heard Neil Walker talking on the broadcast about a month ago saying he's never seen anything like this with people that he knows who normally have little or no interest in the Pirates, some of them, who are asking him about Skeens. So I'm telling you that this thing is he's in the mainstream and he's becoming a giant, giant mainstream star.
Outside of Patrick Mahomes, I think he's right there. As the biggest star in all of sports, I mean, right now, especially because he's dating Livy Dunn.
That helps. Yes.
That's huge. I mean, with the amount of content that she puts out.
She's been at more parties and more things lately than anyone. You know, she's on the A-list of all that kind of stuff, which is amazing. But she's earned that, of course, with what she's done.
Right. And I mean,
in gymnastics.
She's got millions and millions of followers. And I mean, Paul Skeens is not a social media guy. So her, like, you know, all the content she was putting out about them on the plane flying to Texas and the All-Star video when he was officially announced, like that is also helping to build his brand.
No question.
Especially with different types of audiences. And the nonchalant way that he goes about it, and he doesn't really talk much, a lot of vanilla answers, maybe doesn't push him completely over the top to a guy like Mahomes, who is very recognizable when he talks and says some bold things, but I mean, there's nobody more dominant than this guy, and I'm glad the NL got it right.
Well, they had to. There was no other way around it. And I
think some of the injuries helped, but
well, yeah,
this had to be the call.
But I think just because of the interest that everything that you just mentioned is generating makes it kind of must-see, and I would imagine a lot of people are going to tune in to watch that first inning or how long he pitches. How long do you think he'll pitch? Do you think they may go two innings with him?
Well, how often do they usually pitch?
Depends on the manager and depends on the pitcher. So I'm sure that's a conversation they are having.
I meant to look this up this morning, Bob, and I'm glad you reminded me. Because, look up last year's box score. How many innings did the starting pitchers go last year? That would be my question.
Some of them can go, you know, they can go two innings.
They
I've
all
seen
went
that before.
One. They all went one.
Well, that's because they're trying. I think that's the most likely scenario then, I guess. But there was a time when you can go a couple of innings and then they make switches, depending on who's available, too. I wouldn't be surprised if Mitch Keller gets a call here. I don't know how soon that has to happen if somebody gets it, because there's been a lot of injuries I've noticed.
Batting order people projecting Henderson, Soto, Judge for the AL. You like that, Bob?
I think Skeens.
Imagine if he strikes out all three. Him against Judge is the moment. It's the little short attention span moment that everybody in America who likes baseball wants to see.
Just as when the Dodgers came here, Ohtani versus him. And the first time he just blew him away, I think it was on three pitches.
Yeah.
And then the next time Ohtani got him straight away center field. So those are highly anticipated. And, man, it's going to be fun to watch. After that, I don't know how much of it I'll watch. I probably watch the whole thing. Why not? But
yeah, you want to see Brian Reynolds get in the game.
Yeah.
But this guy right now, he's the story. He's the story, and all other stories spring from him. What should the Pirates do right now to maximize Paul Skene's good health and great pitching? He's healthy and at the height of his powers right now. So the question of what should the Pirates do at the deadline is Skene's related. The question of how do they build their team in the future, and do you sign him long term? Their future in many ways centers around him. The draft yesterday, to me, was Paul Skene's related, and it seems to me that the guys that they took with their top three picks are all post-Skene's guys, Bob. He's going to be gone, perhaps, by the time those guys are ready.
For me, there are a lot of college athletes available who could be here a lot sooner than that, and they went the totally opposite way on that, which is a little surprising. So that was a head scratcher for me. I know the shortstop is supposed to have some high upside and high ceiling and all this stuff, but who knows how long that'll take. We've heard that about a lot of people. I was surprised that in the second round they had a chance to get Shields, the pitcher here from Mount Lebanon.
Yeah.
Who's really good, and they were on the clock with him, and that did not happen. And I'm curious as to why. He ended up going a few picks later, I think, to Kansas City.
You know, people that I talked to were a little bit surprised that they didn't take the kid from Texas A&M, who went a couple picks later, Montgomery, who is a switch-hitting outfielder. Red Sox got him with, what, the 12th pick? He had a broken ankle in the NCAA Super Regional, and it says on MLB.com, on the story I'm reading by Ian Brown, that may have caused his drop, that he was the number 8 prospect for them headed into this draft, and obviously, as a college player, would be on the fast track to the majors. So that's going to be worth monitoring, no?
Yes.
These kids, if they pan out at all, are going to either be toward the tail end of Skene's or post-Skene's, which then leads to the question, Bob, how long is Paul Skene's here, and how long is he going to be healthy? I don't know if you read the SpotRack piece. SpotRack.com does a great job with contracts, finances. They projected a... Contract, 7 years,
something, right?
Yeah, 7 years where you could buy out a couple years of free agency.
But he has to be a willing participant in that, and he's young enough that he should be, or at least should be interested. I think it was $113 million. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was 7 years, almost $114 million. But one of the main thrusts of the story was, this is them, not me saying this, the arm injury is a matter of when, not if, right? Considering he's a power pitcher who throws tons.
That shouldn't stop you from signing him.
It shouldn't, no, but what about from his end? Would that make you more enticed to take the guaranteed money while you could get it? Let's talk about the parameters of that deal, Bob, coming up next.
Okay.
I want to get your take on the money, on whether if you were advising Skene's, you would take the money, because it's really interesting. Bottom line right now is this. The Pirates have a chance, real chance, to make the playoffs this season with an already historically great pitcher. The type of guy who could put you on his back and lead you on a playoff run.
Yeah, really.
The way that Baumgartner did with San Francisco, the way Arrieta did, at least for a while. He started to get hit a little later in the playoffs. But the way Jake Arrieta did with the Cubs, this is that guy, and now is here. It's no longer really about the future, about next year in 2028. It's happening. It's happening right now. The Pirates have a superstar pitcher that once you get into a playoff series, and some other pretty good pitchers too, but it begins with him, that once you get into the playoffs, it's a different sport. It's a completely different sport. And you throw that guy out in a one-game scenario, let's say you had a tiebreaker to just get into the wild card series, or you have to throw in game one of a wild card series, or three times in a best of seven, three times with Keller, Jones, whoever in your other games. This is it. Now has arrived for the Pirates, whether they want to admit it or acknowledge it or act upon it. And his name is Paul Skene's. And he might be the biggest star in American sports right now. 412-928-9370. Play hooky from work and join me at Topgolf for the first round at Royal Troon on Thursday, July 18th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's this Thursday, Bob.
This is Troon Week, yes, after the Scottish Open was decided yesterday.
This is incrinculant. I'm going to get some practice in. You know I'm in the Moon Open on Saturday and Sunday, my first ever competition,
there
if I live that long.
Well, don't put an exceedingly amount of stress on you like you're doing now with this bite.
The bite may cost me my appearance. I'm getting a ticklish throat. Is that a little...
No, I think now now every little thing that you're going through is exacerbated with your mind. Relax, Joe.
I can't. I will broadcast and watch the Open and probably take a swing or two. You better believe. You take the probably out of that. You can join me, and while you're there, sample Bell's beer. Watch day one from Royal Troon and win prizes. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And you can always weigh in on the text line with our dear friend City Limits, who's dehydrated today. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I thought Bob left a little prematurely here, Limits. Oftentimes after the reads, I go back to Bob, but he's gone.
Yeah, he disappeared. Ron used to do that all the time, too, I remember.
I can't tell you how nice it was to meet your family. I can see why you turned out to be such a nice young man.
They were very excited to meet you, especially my dad.
Your parents are unbelievably nice. Your mom's a very curious person, was asking me a bunch of questions, which shows interest in a person. That's a great quality to have. Your sister is a wonderfully friendly person. Her boyfriend was very nice.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Just a big, happy family.
We do our best. But yeah,
is that all you've
nice.
Got? We do our best. The cookies were miraculous.
The cookies were great.
Yeah, the pretzels, little Diet Coke on ice. I was being served hand and foot. It was amazing.
Yeah, we take care of our guests. My dad was surprised, but also excited that you showed up.
What a gem he is, huh?
Yeah, he's great.
All right. Well, we'll get to all of this next. Listen. Every pirate-related question goes back to Paul Skeens. What they did at the draft, what they should do at the deadline, how they should form their team moving forward, all of this. Let's take a closer look at this projection from SpotRack and whether if you were Skeens' side, you'd be enticed to sign such a thing, whether you believe there is a world in which the Pirates would make such an offer. And how long does Pittsburgh have Paul Skeens? How long? I would argue as long as 6-7 years plus, or as short as 3 more seasons. If he's on the Gerrit Cole plan, which is trade him with 2 years left of team control, that could be it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.